A long, long time ago in faraway China, there lived a poor boy named Liang. Both of his parents had died, and he had to take care of himself. To make his living, Liang sold firewood, but he carried in his heart a dream of becoming a great painter. This was all he could think about. Each night, he would dream of painting mountains, birds, people, and animals, but Liang was so poor, he couldn't even afford to buy a brush to paint with. One day, as he was walking along a street in his village, Liang passed a school where a teacher was showing his students how to paint. Liang was fascinated. He stood on tiptoe and peered into a window for as long as he could, just watching how the teacher applied paint to his paper scroll, stroke by stroke. To get a better look, Liang slipped quietly into the school. When the teacher finished, Liang walked up to him and bowed very low. "Please, sir," he said as politely as he could, "I also want to learn how to paint. Would you please lend me a brush?" The teacher's face hardened, and he looked as if he were smelling rotten eggs. "Who let this beggar in here?" he said, raising his voice. "Throw him out!" The students in the painting class chased Liang out of the school, teasing and laughing at him. But Liang didn't give up on his dream. He decided to practice every day, even if he couldn't afford a brush. When he went up into the mountains to gather firewood, he would use a twig to draw birds and animals in the dirt. When he went to the river to fish, he would draw in the sand. He practiced every chance he had, and soon became very good. His drawings looked so real that people who saw them expected them to come to life. But Liang still didn't have a brush. One night, a kind-looking old man awoke Liang and handed him something. Liang instantly knew that he shouldn't fear this stranger and accepted his gift. "This is a magic brush," the old man said, "but always be very careful how you use it." Liang looked at it carefully. It was a fine brush made of rabbit hair and red sandalwood. Liang looked up to thank the old man, but he was already gone. With his new brush, he was so excited that he could hardly sleep that night. When Liang got up the next morning, he began to paint a bird. As soon as he was finished, the bird came to life and flew away. He painted a fish, and sure enough, as soon as it was completed, it came to life. Liang was as happy as he could be. He carefully picked up the fish and carried it down to the stream. The happy fish swam away with a splash. Every day after that, Liang would paint with his magic brush for the poor people in his village. He would paint chairs, tables, plows, oil lamps, and anything else the villagers needed. The people of Liang's village were all tenant farmers. That means they farmed the land of a rich landlord. They kept part of what they grew for themselves, but they had to give most of the harvest to the landlord as rent. Liang's landlord was an especially nasty man who went out of his way to make the villagers suffer. Well, once word of Liang's magic brush got out, the rich landlord heard about it too. The landlord sent out some men to grab Liang and drag him back to his house. But Liang refused to paint anything for the awful old landlord, no matter what he said. So the landlord threw Liang into a cold, dark, empty barn and left him there to starve. Late that night, it began to snow. It was very, very cold outside. Still, the mean landlord left Liang in the barn with nothing to eat and no way to stay warm. Liang thought about how to escape, but he was hungry and cold, so he decided to do something about that first. When the landlord finally returned to the barn 3 days later, he found Liang happily eating hot rice cakes. Not only that, Liang had painted a stove, a steaming pot of hot stew, and a nice thick mattress with his magic brush. The landlord was so mad that he sent his biggest, roughest men into the barn to force Liang to paint for him. Before anyone could catch him, though, Liang painted a door on the back wall of the barn and escaped through it. All the men ran out after him, but he quickly painted a horse and rode away. Liang galloped on and on. Over mountains and hills, through valleys and across plains, he raced away fast like the wind. At last he came to a town that was quite a distance from his village, and he decided to stay there. In his new town, he began to sell pictures in the marketplace, but to keep them from becoming real, he didn't finish them. He would paint a bird without one leg, or an animal without an eye or an ear. One day, when Liang had just finished painting a bird without eyes, he accidentally splashed some paint where they should have been. The bird opened its eyes and flew away. All of the townspeople were amazed. Word of Liang's magic brush spread like wildfire, traveling even farther and faster than it had in his own village. Soon, even the emperor heard about it and sent out his guards to find Liang and bring him to the palace. Liang had heard many stories about how mean the emperor was to poor people, but he was not afraid. At the palace, when the emperor told Liang to paint a dragon, he painted a toad instead. When the emperor told him to paint a crane, he painted a chicken. Well, emperors usually get rather upset when people don't do what they say, and this emperor was no exception. He got so angry that he had Liang thrown into jail, and he took away his magic brush. Eager to increase his huge fortune, the emperor then tried to use the magic brush himself to paint some gold coins, but the coins turned into rocks. When he tried to paint gold bars, they turned into snakes. The emperor realized that only Liang could use the brush properly, so he let the boy out of jail and gave him a great deal of money. He also gave Liang presents and tried to win his friendship. Liang pretended to go along with this, but no matter what the emperor said or how many presents he gave Liang, the boy somehow remembered the kind of person the emperor really was in his heart. The emperor, determined to get Liang to paint for him, decided to take him out of the palace one day. "What a great day to spend by the seaside," he said. "The fresh air will be good for everyone. We shall have so much fun." And off they went, the emperor, the courtiers, and Liang. On the way, the emperor told Liang how he had always wished to sail to other lands across the ocean. When they arrived by the seaside, the emperor asked Liang in the sweetest and most polite way possible, "Would you please be so kind and paint me a boat?" So Liang painted a magnificent dragon boat that was fit for an emperor. The emperor, of course, was delighted. His plan was working. "Now I can go sailing," the emperor said, his eyes shining. "But I will need to bring along some gifts for the people I visit across the ocean." He flashed Liang his sweetest smile. "Please paint me some cloth, food, and provisions for the journey. Oh, and some chests filled with gold coins would be nice too." So Liang painted bales of fine silk cloth, jars and urns of food and provisions, and chests filled with gold coins. When the greedy emperor saw the gold, he got quite excited. "More, more," he said, trying very hard to keep his composure. "Paint more gold." So Liang painted 10 more chests of gold coins, but still it was not enough, and soon the emperor was shouting, "An emperor like me will need more than this to travel. I need gold bars, lots of gold bars." So Liang continued to paint. "More, more, more gold," screamed the emperor, turning red as he was boarding the boat with his courtiers. "Fill the boat up with gold." Liang kept painting more and more gold. Soon the dragon boat was overloaded with gold coins and gold bars. "Now paint me a good strong wind," the emperor ordered. Liang obediently painted the wind, and the heavily laden boat set sail quickly. Not long afterwards, however, it started to sink. The boat was much too heavy to be seaworthy, and it sank to the bottom of the ocean, never to be seen again. The story of Liang and his magic brush spread throughout the country, but no one knew what happened to little Liang. Some said he went back to his village and lived with his friends. Others claimed that he spent his life wandering the earth, painting for poor people wherever he went. In the story of Liang and his magical brush, we're reminded of the enduring power of kindness, creativity, and perseverance. Liang teaches us that true strength lies in using our talents to benefit others, facing challenges with courage, and staying true to our values despite temptations.